I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's normal to feel some stress during pregnancy. At the same time, it's beneficial to develop healthy, positive ways to deal with this stress. Dr. Claire Smith is here to talk about managing stress during pregnancy. Dr. Smith is an assistant professor of psychiatry, and she's a perinatal psychiatrist in the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Clinic at MUSC. Dr. Smith, what are some of the common stressors that seem to crop up for many women during pregnancy?
Common stressors can be figuring out childcare plans is a big one. You know, the cost of daycare, balancing childcare and work, the expectation of other financial stressors, changes to your body, of course, relationships with family members or lack thereof.
Why is it important to prevent chronic stress during pregnancy?
Well, as you said, as human beings, we are all going to experience stress. But chronically elevated, consistently elevated levels of stress and anxiety can lead to potential issues for mom, obstetric risk, and newborn risk.
What can women do to reduce some of the stress in their lives during pregnancy?
We as women tend to think we have to do it all on our own, but we need to get comfortable communicating what our needs are, asking for help, and accepting that help. Because if we don't accept help, eventually people will stop offering. And everyone manages stress differently, but making small, attainable goals that you can achieve, exercise, certainly if medically appropriate, or even just getting outside each day, doing something for yourself, therapy, eating well, drinking water, getting as best sleep as possible. It all sounds really simple, but it's critically important. Basically, just listening to your body.
What about the importance of talking to your healthcare provider when stress seems overwhelming?
This is really important. If this stress does feel overwhelming and it's starting to impact and affect your daily life, your daily week, it is time to talk to a provider. Sometimes somebody's level of stress or their anxiety is so high that a medication might help. Sometimes finding a therapist that can help you really prioritize what you want to focus on and what will help for you and get all of your thoughts organized in a way that you can set goals for yourself and begin to make changes, and especially for learning coping skills for in-the-moment stress and how you can begin to decrease your day-in and day-out level of stress.
You mentioned exercise. Tell us more about exercise during pregnancy and how that can help with stress.
Exercise has been shown to be just as effective as medications in treatment of not just stress and anxiety, but also mood. And so that can do wonders. Even something like yoga, anything that just get your heart rate up for a couple hours a week, you can see drastic differences. And it's always important to check with your OBGYN or medical provider to make sure that that's something that is medically appropriate for you.
Dr. Smith, thanks for this information about stress management during pregnancy.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.